Hey bitches, welcome back or welcome to It's Nap Time. My name is Natalie and I'm your host. We are here with the vibes every single week, every single Thursday. And you know, to set the record straight, to set the tone, hot bitches, respectfully, listen to It's Nap Time. And if you like that little slogan, catchphrase, whatever, you can actually get it on a t-shirt or a hoodie. Well, not a hoodie. Sorry, a crew neck. Do you know how many people that when I say the word crew neck, they're like, what? And I'm like, crew neck. Okay, it's giving me, it's the audio on TikTok where it's like, in the club, we all fam. What? In the club, we all fam. What? I don't. In the club, we are all family. Are you racist? I can't wait to use that audio this weekend, which by the way. Okay, wait, I'm bouncing around. I have cracked open my cherry slush Alani, but as I was saying, when I say crew neck, I mean sweatshirt. But sometimes to me, when I think of the word sweatshirt, I can think of a hoodie. So yeah, you can get It's Nap Time merch on a black or pink t-shirt at the moment or a black or pink crew neck. And probably by the time that you're listening to this, a good chunk of our Christmas merch is up because I saw someone say, and I've heard this before, but it just triggered my memory last night, which, hello, this is current Natalie. Well, I'm recording this on November 4th and this is going to be a two-part episode. So it's all about Festival Shiz, which is happening this weekend. So I'm doing the first part right now before I am, you know, like brain rotted. And then I'm going to do a part two, but it's all going to be in the same episode. I'm going to do a part two after EDC to like share like any fun things. But anyways, I saw someone say that Thanksgiving is a day, but Christmas is a whole season. And that is so freaking true. To the people who get their panties in a twist over everyone starting to decorate November 1st, get a grip. I'm so sorry, but like, in my opinion, August is like not really summer anymore. Like, I think of summer as, okay, well, to be fair, my idea of summer is like kind of skewed because growing up in Arizona, it always felt like summer, except for like 2 months. And I think of summer as truly like April, May, June, July. And then I think of fall as, like, even though August isn't really fall, like, something about August does not give summer to me. It gives, like, end of summer. So it's, like, August, September, October is fall. So I will be wanting to decorate, put out pumpkins and shit, definitely in September, but, like, especially, like, second half of August. So if I'm gonna have pumpkins and shit out and be watching fall movies, Halloween movies, from basically the end of August, all of September, and all of October, why am I not going to take advantage the second that it turns November? Because truly, we only have, it's like acceptable from November to December to decorate for Christmas. You know what I mean? And I am such a Christmas girl that like, if I could decorate before Halloween, I would. Yeah, I would, but I'm not gonna. I'm just thinking about it. I'm not gonna do it. Anyways, today's episode is all about raving. And if you go back about a year, which I mean, you don't have to because I listened to my earlier episodes and I'm like, girl, speak up, get a grip. I didn't have a great microphone at the time, which I could still get a better one now, but like baby steps, okay? And I could just tell like the confidence wasn't there, the happiness, the excitement, not about the podcast, but just about like my life. But you know what? This is not a therapy session for this current episode. We'll get into that later at a later date. But you can go back and find Raving 101, and this is Raving 102. Buckle the fuck up. Professor Yappily is in session, okay? Like I said, this is going to be a two-parter, but it's all going to be in one episode. So, you know, you're going to have like past and future Natalie. So, yeah, basically this is pre-EDC Natalie. So let's cover the basics. What does EDM stand for? Electronic dance music. Now, what does EDC stand for? Electric Daisy Carnival, okay? And EDC is a festival that they put on every single year, typically the second weekend of November. And one might say that it is like Disneyland, but they also have multiple other EDCs. So the other EDC, which is even bigger, probably like triple the size, is EDC Las Vegas. And that's in May. So I want to say that's also the second weekend. So that's like May 10th-ish. I've never been. I want to go so bad, but it's at a racing track. So it's just like, you know, in one big like oval, I guess you could say. And that also offers camping. So there's a lot of festivals that you can go to where it's like a 1 day thing, a 2 day thing. You know, you show up, you go home, you do it back all over again, you rally. Or there are some where you can only camp. I'm like 99% sure there's some where you can only camp. And then there's some where you can just come every single day and not camp. So camping festivals that I really want to go to, number one, EDC Las Vegas, which I could 100% go without camping, but the two that I would like need to camp at are Lost Lands, which is in Ohio. And I want to say Lost Lands is that the second weekend of September, maybe the first, and Electric Forest. I almost said electronic. Electric Forest, which I want to say Electric Forest is, I know it's in Michigan, but I'm trying to think of the dates. It's either June or July. But yeah, those are like definitely on my bucket list. And of course, Tomorrowland, which is not in the United States. It is somewhere in Europe. And that is 2 weekends. So you can get, I don't know. Okay, actually, I need to like confirm this, but it's 2 weekends. So you can either do like weekend one or weekend two, or you can do both. And the same thing with Coachella. So Coachella is a 2 weekend type thing. And from what I've heard, Coachella weekend one versus weekend two are two completely different vibes. I would also love to do Coachella, but as I'm sure most of us can see from just being on social media, Coachella is a lot of like influencers, which I would never hate on that because I'm trying to get higher up into the social media world. So I would definitely eat that up, but you're not going to find that as much at camping festivals, right? Because you can do camping or you can do glamping, which, or you can do car camping also. But 100% knowing me, I am a city girl, city girls, and I would have to do the glamping, all right? Yes, ma'am. I think I've only like literally camped, like actual camping, putting up a tent and shit, twice. One time was in my aunt's driveway, yard, I don't know. They have a big property. Or one time I went camping in the White Tanks with my friend. I might have done that twice. I don't know. And then I've done the RV thing, which I'm not a big RV fan. Maybe if I had my own RV and like it was mine and I could deck it out how I wanted to. But yeah, when there's a lot of people in there, not the vibe. So EDC is hosted by Insomniac Records, Insomniac Events. And actually, are they the same? I don't know. Don't quote me on that. But they host a ton of big name and smaller festivals shows. So you can literally just look up Insomniac. They have an Instagram page, TikTok, just the website. And there's also a lot of different ways to get involved. So you can do ground control, or basically you are this like little helping angels group where if you see someone that looks overheated, or they look like they just need medical attention, or you just see something that looks like, you know, not good, like maybe someone is getting taken advantage of, or you just see like a sticky situation or someone fighting, you are there too. You're not security, so you're not going to be there to like report someone for doing something, but you're just there to be like an extra like helping hand, help keep the, you know, area and venue clean. So that's ground control. And then you can also do security, or you can just work for them with in terms of marketing and shit, which I think would be so freaking cool. So EDC was actually my first music festival ever. I went my sophomore year. Was it my freshman year or my sophomore year? It was 100% my sophomore year, because freshman year, I want to say that was our sorority initiation, so I 100% could not go. But what Stetson loved to do was they loved to put homecoming weekend the same weekend as EDC to try and like deter people from going. Maybe it just ended up being that way ironically, but girl, how many times are things actually ironic in this lifetime? Especially when it comes to like, you know, the man, sticking to the man, the university. So they would try to make a lot of Greeks, when I say Greeks, like people in Greek life, sorority, fraternity, stay for all of the homecoming festivities, whether if that was, you know, doing the tailgate or a game, or they also had this thing called Airwaves, where everyone would like put on like a fraternity and sorority would get paired together. You'd do like some dance and it would be themed. It was actually very fun. But I did choose EDC over Airwaves, I think 2 times. Anyways, so it was my first festival, my sophomore year of college, and that's actually where Anthony and I met. We had met a few other times, but like, because obviously we went to the same university, we had the same friend groups, but like never interacted with each other. But that's truly where we like clicked, and now we go every single year. So this will be year we went. 2018, we weren't dating. 2019, we were dating. 2020, it didn't happen because of COVID. 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024. This is year six, which is actually so fucking crazy to think about. And it truly just feels like Disneyland. There's a Ferris wheel, there's other rides, there's multiple stages. You know, they have people that are like dancing up in the air, people on stilts that are obviously like, you know, part of the whole experience. And just like a lot of crazy displays and statues and things to look at. It's so awesome. Little interactive booths. I actually cannot explain how fucking cool EDC is, okay? And one thing, if you are trying to get into the festival scene, I definitely recommend going on the Insomniac page or just looking up on local Facebook pages. Like, for example, I'm in a lot of EDC Orlando Facebook pages, and you can find a lot of people that way. A lot of different events. And one thing to definitely know is, so there's like a little motto that everyone lives by, a little acronym. It's called PLUR, which stands for peace, love, unity, respect. And there's a second R, responsibility, but not everyone acknowledges that part. And basically peace, you know, like keep the peace within yourself, with others, love, show love to yourself and others, unity, we're all one. Respect, obviously, you know, you want to, first of all, respect others, but also respect yourself, and responsibility. So this comes to, you know, not leaving trash everywhere, or if you're going to drink, drink responsibly, don't drive, get an Uber. If you're going to partake in extracurriculars, you know, make sure that you are doing your due diligence and testing anything that you are taking, and also trying to hold others accountable and responsible, which, you know, you're no one's mom or dad when you're at a festival, which, you know, there can be a rave mom or rave dad of the group, where they, you know, just kind of take on that role and look out for everyone. But at the end of the day, everyone is supposed to be responsible for themselves. And that just helps to create the area really safe and fun and, you know, make you want to come back the next year. My absolute favorite part of festivals. Okay, maybe not favorite, because I love meeting all the people that go to festivals. I love interacting and just, you know, looking at all the outfits that everyone wears. And a lot of people make totems that are like super funny. But I love making candy. So candy, they're friendship bracelets, but in rave term, we call them candy, K-A-N-D-I. And they're just so fun. A lot of people put just like funny phrases on them, or you can put fun and cool beads on them, and then you can trade candy. So it's like a little handshake that spells out peace, love, unity, respect. And once you end up locking hands, you trade the bracelet over their hand and they trade it over your hand. It's just like such a fun and cute, wholesome experience. Or we literally bring it all the way back to our childhood and you can make pearlers. The pearler beads, yeah. People will make those and put them on necklaces, put them on bracelets, and people just hand out the funniest little trinkets, like, for example, little squishmallows or stickers or little clips that say cute things on them, like you are loved, or even little Easter eggs. Like, I love to hand out Easter eggs with little, like, figures in them. It's literally so funny. And, you know, once everyone's, like, drinking, even if you're sober, you can 100% go when you're sober. But I swear it's, like, such an intoxicating environment, even if you are sober, because the vibes are just there. The music is so good. And everyone is just having a great fucking time, you know? My only complaint is how expensive everything is, like the vendors, the water bottles. Well, actually, they have a free water station where you can like fill up your water, but girl, that shit tastes nasty, and I will not be doing that. So yeah, this is just a little like precursor to what festivals are, and I cannot wait to speak with you guys after EDC. So it's November 8th, 9th, and 10th, and typically we bring Peach with us. We've never done a festival without bringing her. We don't bring her to the venue, okay? Which, another thing, there will be dogs there, and it makes me so upset. Like, you can have service animals, but, like, why? I'm sorry, that just cannot be great for their ears, because it can hurt my ears. And by the way, bring earplugs. If you are going to festivals, you need earplugs, because, girl, I am 25, almost 26. My hearing is not what it was when I first started raving. I only get VIP now. I used to slum it with GA, and it's fun and all, the vibes are there. But for me now, you will not catch me buying GA. Never. Ever, 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 ever. Maybe actually for Ultra, I will buy GA. But for EDC, for it being like $100 more, and you get, it's the payment plan. You do like $40 a month versus like $20. Yeah, you will never catch me buying a GA ticket now that I've experienced VIP at EDC. But anyways, bringing a dog to a festival is just like, makes me so sad, but you need to be wearing earplugs because the amount of times that my ears are ringing after a festival, which like is not good. Yeah, you cannot reverse hearing damage. So even if you're not at the rail, even if you're not, I don't know, in the same vicinity as the DJ, but if you're at a festival and even if you're at like, I don't know, what else is a loud place that you'd wear these? The only other place I can think of is like a NASCAR race where it's so loud and you have to wear something. Yeah, I know the music sounds amazing and stuff, but you need to wear earplugs. It's not going to make the DJ sound muffled or anything, especially if you get the right kind, which Eargasm is such a good brand. But anyways, back to Peach. She stays in the Airbnb, okay? But this is the first year that we're actually having her stay here, and Anthony's sister is going to watch her for the weekend, which we are so grateful and thankful and appreciative of. I am a little nervous just because this is Peach's first time being left alone for like more than 24 hours. We did that when we first had her. We went to Daytona after our graduation, which was like literally 20 minutes, if that, from our apartment, and we just left her for the night, and we drove back that morning. So she was alone for like 12 hours tops. But this will be like a full weekend, but she'll be in her place, and it might just take her a few hours to warm up. But I know she'll be fine. She'll be in great hands. And what else do I want to talk about? My besties are going to be there. I usually go with my sorority big and her now fiance. Obviously, go with Anthony. And then other people get thrown into the mix, which like is always such a great time. But this year it's going to be me and Anthony, my big and her fiance, my sorority little and her boyfriend, and one of Anthony's friends. So it'll be a great mix of people. I'm so, so excited. And the Airbnb looks great. So now that I've done enough yip-yapping for the intro, I will catch you guys after EDC. And hopefully I don't come down with the Wook flu, which is like basically where you just get sick from people at the festival and they call them Wooks, you know, if you know, you know. But I love you guys and I will talk to you. Oh, not my voice cracking. I love you guys and I will talk to you and I'll be back on the 11th. I'll probably record on the 12th. So like a week. But for you guys, it'll be like 30 seconds. Bye. Hey, bitches. You are now hearing the second part of the festival. What was it called? Like Festival 102. Well, bitch, if you noticed, there was no episode last week. And that was quite literally because your girl was down bad. Now, I wasn't sick, but, you know, okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. We had an amazing fucking weekend. It was me, Anthony, Anthony's friend, my big and my little and my sorority and their boyfriends. Well, my big's fiance. So fucking crazy to say that, by the way. But today is currently November 18th, and I could not have recorded an episode last weekend if I wanted to. I was so exhausted, and honestly, I thought I was getting sick. I was like, oh no, am I coming down with the Wook flu? Which, like, maybe I should have given you guys a little terminology guide. Did I give you guys a little terminology guide in the first half? I don't know. But when people say Wook flu, it's like a sickness you can get when you're at a festival, and like a Wook is just like, how does one define a Wook? Like, is there a way to this PC? Basically, it's just someone like you are the rave, you are the festival. They're probably people, you know, a Wook is typically someone who probably isn't showering the entire festival. They probably end up barefoot at some point, probably, you know, they are just nature man, nature woman. Anyone can be a Wook, not gender specific, but I have been down bad from the Wook flu before, but not this year. My friend Carly did get sick, which does suck, but I really thought I was getting sick too. It was just like exhaustion, probably because we were walking, drum roll please, 15 miles a day. Yeah, 15 miles, girl. Almost 30,000 steps. And I really thought I ate with the shoes that I got. I was like, okay, I had to retire my platforms that I was using for, I don't know, probably the last like 2 years, because they were just so beaten down, beaten, like, there was no support for my feet, and I have really high arches. So these shoes fucked me up, the new ones that I got. I was hurting. I still am hurting. I rolled my ankle 2 times. Thank God it was on day 3, but you know when you roll your ankle and you're like, oh, I'll be okay in like 5 minutes? Girl, it's been a week. Okay, has it been a week? I did it Sunday. Yeah, today's Monday. It has been a week and a day. And girl, let me tell you, my ankle still hurts. Am I going to put on a brace? No, I'm not a bitch. I didn't break it, but it reminds me of when I was a junior in high school and I ran cross country. And it did not last long because I ended up hurting my ankle and had to get steroid shots in it. I was supposed to do three rounds of it. I did one round. I said, fuck that. Not doing that. And the doctors were basically like, if you don't do this, it's going to, at one point in time in your life in the future, it will come back. And, you know, it's been about almost a decade since then. And I think I re-damaged my ankle. But, you know, we will persist. We will live on. And I'm not doing that steroid shot. It was a long ass needle in my ankle for like 2 minutes. I remember my mom was with me and they had like a little camera thing. What's that called? I don't know. I can't think right now. I am caffeinated, but it's the pecan oat milk latte. So good. I also tried the iced sugar cookie latte, but sub out the almond milk for oat milk and get the sugar cookie cold foam. Ooh, girl. Now that is like a ton of calories, but so worth it. So worth it. The holiday drinks are so good. I still need to try a Dunkin' drink. Anyways, I am like ping-ponging around as always. Like, girl, this is nothing new. But let me just give a quick shout out to the things that I was doing leading up to EDC that I really think helped my immune system. Number one, I have been on my supplement grind for like a year, but just been like basic supplements, which also apparently if you are in the, I guess, you know, West Coast, Best Coast, the Midwest or the East Coast where, you know, seasonal depression is huge. Also like Washington, but you should be taking vitamin D. I need to be doing that. But the one thing that I did change this year that I didn't do last year, even though I'd known about it, was the Beekeepers Naturals Propolis. Okay, don't come for me if I said that wrong. Immune Support Daily Throat Spray. I would be lying to you if I said it tasted good, but I don't like honey, okay? It is straight up honey. There are so many good things in here for you. Honestly, it doesn't say like what's in it. If you look up on Amazon or anywhere, it'll say like what's in it, but on the bottle it like just doesn't. It's a little bottle for like the cost of it, price, cost, whatever. But I truly think that is what kept Anthony and I so healthy. And I was going on like 2 30-minute walks every single day before EDC, so I really think that helped with just like, you know, I feel like when you overexert yourself, because bitch, I was not walking 15 miles a day. No. But I feel like if you go from barely walking, because like even before I quit my job, I was working from home. So I wasn't as active as, I don't know, I guess I was in college or in high school, you know, walking around every single day from class to class. But I feel like when you go from not walking around or doing as much to then doing like being extremely active, it can also wear you down. Could completely be wrong, but I think all of those hot girl walks I was doing really helped. So let's just recap the festival, why don't we? So it was the seven of us. It was so freaking fun. We had a great Airbnb. We'd stay there before in like a different section of it. It was Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Anthony and I were extremely restless Friday morning. We were up at like 6 ready to fucking go. We went on so many walks. We got breakfast. We found this adorable breakfast place that we went to literally Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So good. I got the omelet every single day. It was fire. And their orange juice was freshly squeezed. The best and freshest orange juice I've ever had in my entire life. I need to go back. It was it Mama's Cafe or Mona's Cafe? I don't know. So fucking good. And the festival itself was so fun. I found my love for beatbox drinks. Okay, Natalie, use your brain. And guys, if you've never had a beatbox, do not try the blue raspberry. I am, you know what? If anyone were to ask me like my favorite flavor of anything for candy wise, it's always going to be cherry, number one. Number two, a blue raspberry. And if those aren't available, I guess give me apple. But I'm not a big like strawberry or watermelon girly or grape or orange. Like, don't even try. But I tried the blue drink. It was, it was gross. Unless it was like ice cold, which you're in Florida in the heat outside. It's not going to stay ice cold for long. But the green apple, ooh, girl, that one stayed good for so long. So shout out to Anthony for getting the apple. And the drinks have like 11.1% alcohol. So you have two and you are lit, okay? Furthermore, I was also drinking my Liquid IV, the firecracker one. So good. I was sent the firecracker and the cotton candy, the pink and blue. And I made little festival bags for my best fam with little candy, alcohol pad wipes, what else? Like literal candy to put, like to eat, candy bracelets, and liquid IV packets. So everyone was hydrated. And I really think drinking one of those before the festival and at the end of the festival also helped keep me very, you know, hydrated and recover quicker. But anyways, yeah, The beatboxes were so good. You have two and you're super silly. The stages were amazing and beautiful. And there was a very sad thing that took place. I just want to touch on it because I feel like it's kind of disrespectful not to. And I do wish that the festival spoke about it. But there was a worker who was helping set up the stages, which the stages are literally insane. They're built from scratch. It's at Tinker Field right next to the Camping World Stadium. And sadly, someone did lose his life when helping set up. And I do wish that EDC would have held like a little, I don't know, like a ceremony for it. But then again, I don't know exactly where it happened. I'm just assuming it happened there. But definitely, you know, condolences to his friends and family. And may he rest in peace, because that is so devastating. Not me like playing with the little screws that go into my microphone and dropping them. Which, by the way, if you guys have been wondering why we haven't had video in a while, it's because I've been protecting my peace. But we will definitely be working on getting video back. And I have my little area that I record my podcast in still, but I need to just, I don't know if it's something with Riverside still, but it's just like, I don't know. I want to be putting things out there for you guys where it's quality and stuff that makes me happy and that I'm proud of. So I might take a page out of the What We Said podcast book and do video on YouTube and do just audio for Spotify and Apple. I think that could be doable because I can just record on a separate camera instead of having to use Riverside, and there's always so many issues. And, you know, like I said, I'm just going to protect my peace. So that is something exciting to look forward to. And what else should we talk about? I feel like if you are into any EDM music, you will already know the lineup, or you can look it up for yourself. But the lineup was fire. BTSM brought up Kaiwachi, which I thought it was like a surprise, but BTSM posted about it on their Instagram either the day before or the morning of. So like, it wasn't a big surprise because they already announced it, but it was the Skull Machine. It was sick. I met so many cool people and just traded so many cute little trinkets. And honestly, my biggest thing with this festival, like the intention that I set, was to really help with like my social anxiety, because like I've opened up about many times on this podcast, over the last like 2 years, I felt like this crippling social anxiety where I was just not confident in myself and felt like, I don't know, like I was just really struggling mentally. And I think a lot of that was also my like environment, the job I was working at. And I just, I don't know, I was always questioning every single thing I was doing. And yeah, I was just like honestly kind of scared of the world, which could also just have been from the lockdown and shit like that. But I had an amazing time. I didn't have any panic attacks, no anxiety attacks, which was huge for me because I was at a point where I was getting anxiety attacks like in large crowds, when I got hot, when I was like alone. It was just bad. But I had an amazing time, so I'm like so fucking proud of myself for that. And yeah, so we got there extremely fucking early day one. We got there at like a little bit before two. The festival starts every day at one. And let me tell you what, girl, in the heat, with the humidity, getting there at one, that's crazy because you're there till midnight. We leave, I think the first day we literally left at like 12:05. Fucking nuts, bro. Usually we leave around like 11:30 to try to beat out some of the traffic, because I'm gonna just get on my soapbox right here. The last 2 years we have parked about like 30 minutes away from the venue. So it's like a 30-minute walk. And then we're on our feet for, I don't know, like 9-10 hours. And then we do a 30-minute walk back, and bitch, it kills me. Yeah, it kills a bitch. Day two and three, we got there a little bit later and left a smidge earlier, like 11:30. But it was so amazing. Sunday, it sprinkled a little bit, which, like, you know, it's Florida. The skies opened up for like 10 minutes and it rains. And I already have my tickets for next year. They literally go on sale like 2-3 days after EDC, and they do a payment plan, so you're not like shelling out $500 at once. And if you have never been to EDC, just, you know, do yourself a favor. Number one, go. But number two, get the VIP ticket, because GA Plus and GA, it's like, I don't know, $100 less than VIP. And okay, VIP is like with all the taxes, I think like $412. And if you jump on the payment plan, it's literally like $30-$40 a month, which is so much better than paying that out upfront. And with the VIP ticket, you get better vendors, better food, You have your own viewing stage, like away from GA and GA Plus. You have your own bathrooms. Everything is just so much better. There's like little concierge stands with candy, deodorant, just like all the things to make you feel better and like more refreshed. So 100% get VIP. And once you go VIP, you will not be going back. Just literally a word from a veteran, which is crazy to say. I'm like a veteran raver now. EDC 2025 will be my 7th EDC. And that is where, like, you know, Anthony and I's love story started. So a girl better be engaged by before next EDC because damn. But yeah, I feel like if you guys are wanting anything more in depth on everything in EDC, definitely keep up with my Instagram and my TikTok. I post a lot of content on it, on both platforms, actually. It was just so fun. And I definitely am someone who probably records a little bit too much, but I love just creating like video documentaries and just looking back on it's just so fun to look back on. I'm so thankful that everyone was safe and my whole group was safe. Everyone had a great fun time together. It's literally so fun getting together with all my best friends and just, you know, being silly, having a little release. And from today, my birthday is in 2 weeks. It's in 10 days. Holy shit, I'm gonna be 26. Excuse me as I spiral. And now as I'm saying that, I'm like, oh my goodness. But thank you guys so much for listening. The Christmas merch designs have dropped. We are going to, it dropped like a few days before I went to EDC. So it's been up for about a little over 10 days, maybe like 12 days. So if you guys have not already, definitely get your hands on that merch. We're going to have a cutoff of 11:25, so right before my birthday, so we can make sure we get everything out to you guys. I am just so thankful for all of your guys' support, whether if it's a download, a listen, a share, or you're purchasing for my merch. You guys truly are the best, and I'm so thankful for all of you. As always, hot bitches, respectfully listen to It's Nap Time. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you are not a festival girly, EDM, rave girly, and you still listen to this episode, you are the best. I love you so much. Hope you have a great day. Just remember, you are loved, you're wanted, you're so full of purpose. And I am going to finish decorating my Christmas tree because Anthony agreed to a pink Christmas for the Christmas tree. And you know what? That's a win in my book. So I got to finish doing the tree. And yeah, I love you guys so much. I will talk to you next week. Bye.